Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Hello, I'm Scott. Now, do you remember we launched a search a while ago to find a parrot to replace Becky, who works on the show? The only one that ever spoke was a parrot called Napoleon. And Napoleon is here today. Hi, Napoleon. Yeah. And Paul. Oh, Paula's here as well. Hi, Paula.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in today. All the way from. Oh, God. All the way from Devon. So thank you for coming in with Napoleon. Already saying a lot more than Becky does on the early part of the show.
But wolf whistling a lot, which is very similar to Becky.
Yeah. Well. So Napoleon's with us. For the show today. I can't cope with this. Ah, it's laughing!
Oh, God, now you'll want to keep it, won't you? Now it's laughter, something you've said. You'll want to keep it.
I love it.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Scott Mills on the way home on Radio 1. That was Prodigy. Yeah. And Omen. It's 4:10. Yeah. A lot of people are liking Napoleon already and thinking it's a welcome addition to the show.
You were just trying to explain to Napoleon how to talk into the microphone.
I was.
What's he saying?
I'm not sure.
All right.
Is this a new phrase?
The duck noise, so he's probably trying to be a duck.
Okay.
Oh.
Paula, thanks for coming in today with Napoleon. What sort of parrot is Napoleon?
He's a dwarf macaw.
Okay. And how old is he?
About two.
Two.
So
okay.
He lived till 60, so that's quite young.
Wow, okay.
Hopefully.
And now...
You've got another 58 years with him, have you?
Good Lord.
That's now, a commitment and a half, that.
Can you reassure me, he doesn't swear, does he?
Never.
Never?
Ever.
Right, okay. Now, the thing is, chappers, here's my worry. He's been in the live lounge for at least the last hour.
Yeah.
And he does pick up on what people say... And
yeah. You
know what sort of unsavoury people we get in the live lounge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Some of the management were down here earlier, so goodness knows what he might have picked up from them.
So, I mean, I have personally warned Napoleon not to swear
right.
or say anything like that, but I can't be responsible for anything that he may have picked up in the live lounge in the last hour. And this is live radio. He is a loose cannon, and anything could happen, just to make you aware of that as listeners. Thank you. Do you like Lamar, Napoleon?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Someone's saying on the text, if the parrot is replacing Becky, then how long before Napoleon says, "Oh, I feel sick, I need to go home"?
Or his head expands.
Yeah.
Can I ask why is there a brown towel under his... Is he liable to do a wee at some point? Is that why the towel is under him?
He
under
can
his
do.
Cage? No, I don't want him to. I just wonder if that was why the towel was...
He likes to throw his food around.
Oh, right, OK.
Is he saying I'm going to fart now?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to fart.
What other... Oh, God. What other repertoire does he do? What else? Does he do Oh, What's Occurring yet?
I've tried... Since we spoke last, I've tried to get him to say it, and don't think he's going to.
No. Oh, well. And what else does he say? Yeah, I know that.
He says, "Hello, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous." No.
Okay.
He sings "Can Fly With Me" quite nicely sometimes. Yeah, and
he's obsessed with farting at the moment, isn't he?
Hello.
He's like any two-year-old boy.
Radio 1.
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
Robert.
Hi, Robert, you're right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Where are you?
I'm in Oxford, not working.
How can I help?
I'm just wondering if you're going to be playing what's occurring today with the parrot, Chappers will still possibly lose.
Yeah, Chappers going to lose to a bird today.
Yeah, even the parrot's laughing at that.
I love you, Rob.
Cheers, man. Love
That'll be on at 5:30.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people saying stop playing music and just let Napoleon talk.
Hello.
Hello. Yep. Flo Rida's coming up. And also you too with Get On Your Boots. Right, chappers. This is strange.
Yeah.
Is it putting you off at all?
No, well, not really, because I've changed seats, so I'm actually hidden from Napoleon, but... What was that?
I don't know.
By a computer screen. So it's not too bad. I'm trying not to make eye contact with it, because obviously it does scare me.
Yeah. Mm. Now, I've had an invitation.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not one to name drop, but this came through the post. Would you like to read that out?
Yeah. The Prime Minister requests the honour of the company of Mr. Scott Mills at a reception at 10 Downing Street, Whitehall, on Thursday the 5th of March.
Now, that is amazing, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
But what does he want?
Don't know. Can you solve the financial crisis?
Well, no, I don't think I can.
Really?
But it would be rude not to go if Gordon wants me to be there. But I just think it's a bit strange, because it doesn't say why. What have I done?
He obviously doesn't listen, because he's asked you to go from 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening, Gordon. Show finishes at 7. But I should
reply
go,
back,
really.
Saying, could I well, come a bit late?
It says RSVP to this number, OK?
Yeah.
Now, I got home last night and watched Sky News. And I was like, hang on a second. He's just got on a plane to Washington for talks about the financial crisis with Barack Obama. He's not going to be there on Thursday night.
Mate, well...
Well, I did phone up and check that he was going to be there, because you don't want to spend the evening with Ed Balls, do you? So,
good political knowledge.
Thank you. I rang up and I was like, in a roundabout, I was like, hi, yeah, I really would like to come on Thursday. Can I just ask, I noticed that the Prime Minister is on some engagements in the US at the moment. Will he be back at all on Thursday? Just tried to get it in there into the conversation. They were like, yes, the Prime Minister will be back in time to host this reception. So I'm going to go along and see what Gordon wants.
Let's hope Ed Balls is in there now after you've insulted him.
Sorry, Ed, no offence.
He's meant to be really tough.
Oh, is he?
Karate
expert.
It's only
a couple of hours anyway, it's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott and our replacement for Becky, Napoleon, on Radio 1.
Hello.
Yeah. Some people have just switched on radio and like, what the hell's going on? Yeah. It's just, I don't know what that is. It's just
that was tickle, 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 tickle.
Tickle, tickle.
Who taught him that?
Me.
Paula, Napoleon's Ola is here, and this is the parrot that's replacing Becky on the show while she's not here. It's going really well so far. People are loving Napoleon's work. Now, I've worked out what maybe Gordon Brown wants.
What?
A couple of other people saying this on the text as well. Maybe he heard me being a spook yesterday and wants to employ me.
That could be...
He wants me as an MI5 agent.
I think he's got more success with you as an MFI agent.
Can I ask you a quick question? Thank you. Now, just act normally, OK? Don't be alarmed. I'm actually working for MI5. I'm a spook.
Right.
This is what you heard.
OK, now, just act normal. I need your help. I'm pretending to do a survey on the street.
Yep.
OK, but I'm not actually doing that at all. Will you do me a favour, and on this number, will you tell Vladimir that the crow flies west over Moscow?
The crow flies west over Moscow.
Just tell him that on the phone. Should be an answer phone.
Hello? The crow flies west over Moscow.
Vladimir. Leave your
message. He's talking.
Yes.
Talking. The crow flies west over Moscow.
Thank you, you've done your country a big favour. Thank you, thank you. That's blatantly what Gordon heard, and he thought, yep, I'll have Mills.
Are you going to take her with you as your plus one?
I think I'd like to take Napoleon as my plus one, and Beth in Surrey says that would be a good idea as well. Do you think Napoleon's up for that?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, Napoleon.
Podcast.
Hello, Scott. I'm here with the legend that is Napoleon, my new person on the show that's taken over from Becky, Napoleon.
Silly bird.
Silly bird. Paula's here as well. Happy birthday as well.
Thank
Paula.
You.
Paula. hello, Radio 1, Adam.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help?
Scott, I was just thinking that Gordon Brown would like to thank you for your outstanding contributions towards Paris Hilton finding a British best friend.
Do you think that's what it might be, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Thursday afternoon, good time, couple of drinks,
you
maybe literary cocktails.
It's either that, Adam, or he wants to challenge me to a wrestle. Do you remember we were talking about this the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll just open number 10 Downing Street, like wearing a kind of white, ill-fitting leotard, and then we'll go. We'll just go for it.
Do you think? I think he did that in the Highland Games, though, didn't he? So I don't know if you'd want to take him on.
Gordon Brown wore a white leotard in the Highland Games?
No. Wrestling, log wrestling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you've just turned on, I've got this invitation which I opened last night, which says the Prime Minister requests the honour of the company of Mr. Scott Mills at 10 Downing Street on Thursday evening. And I'm a bit worried as to what it could be, because I don't think we're going to talk politics. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It's Scott with our parrot Napoleon and Chappers. Hi. Hi, Napoleon.
Hi.
And Paul is here as well. Hi.
Hi.
The owner of Napoleon. Now, you said that you saw some quite important people walking around when you were in the live lounge earlier, and it was a little bit embarrassing because you just kept going, I'm going to fart. None of those people were important, it's fine.
Oh, we were a bit worried. Really, I think he's going to eat the microphone.
Oh, yeah, he is now eating.
Yeah, he can reach, yeah.
Also,
yeah, he is actually.
He is actually.
Is he going to be all right if he nibbles that?
Quite tasty. Now, also,
how many times have you eaten a muffler?
A muffler?
Are they?
Now, the people who run this building have been on, right? You can. Even Pony thought that was hilarious.
I know.
The people who run the building have been on, and they've been saying, well, we had to fill in a lot of forms to get Napoleon.
They're a bundle of laughs, aren't they?
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah.
And they said, eventually they said it was fine to have a parrot in here, okay? But they, all right. But they said that under no circumstances can we let the parrot out of the cage. All right. And this is what they said. So poor Napoleon's in his cage now, right? And the words they actually used were, if you let him out of the cage, we're going to have to intervene. Now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Are they going to... So we let it out, like, do they, will they shoot out the sky or something? Like that?
He squawks then.
We let the parrot out of the cage, just flying around.
What, and the builder's management come in to chase him round?
Yeah. We're going to intervene.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris Moyles.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Hello, Kilimanjaro.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, do you know what? I am all right. We just had the most amazing experience. It's Ronan Keating's birthday today, right? Oh. So imagine celebrating that halfway up Kilimanjaro, three quarters way up Kilimanjaro. And all the guy appeared at our tent while we had dinner, singing a song, and they all were wearing red noses.
Who appeared wearing red noses?
They were all wearing Comic Relief red noses.
Oh, okay. Now, did Ronan have his guitar with him? Because we always thought he would be the one, if anybody, round a campfire scenario, that he'd be the one to bring the guitar, especially on his birthday.
Do you know what, Scott? What I love about these chats with you is you really have no idea the conditions of this mountain whatsoever.
I don't.
No, he hasn't brought his guitar.
Oh.
Nobody's brought any guitar.
Oh, really?
But we brought a thermal piece of clothing and sleeping bags and gloves and hats and night torches. I'm still here talking to you, seriously, with a night torch around my head, and I've had to put it on the red colour setting because the white torch is starting to go. So I'm now stood here in the middle of nowhere on a satellite phone to you while a load of guys from Kilimanjaro have their photograph taken wearing red noses. It's one of the most surreal days of my life.
Oh, you sound better than yesterday, though. You sound like you're kind of enjoying it more.
Do you know what? Today was good. Today we had a great little walk. A great little walk. And I think because we're getting used to it and we're starting to get to grips with it a little bit. We did, for altitude, just to kind of get used to the change, we climbed up this massive mountain thing, up to the summit of this mountain. And I don't mind telling you, I papped myself because I'm scared of heights. And literally, 1 foot wrong to the right, and you were slipping. I mean, it was severe. And we all got up, and we all got down. Everybody did it. And so we're all going for it. Tomorrow we have a really horrible day. We've got a 4-hour walk, and what we're learning is, if they tell you you're only walking for 4 hours, you know it's tough.
Right.
And we climb. Constantly, we just go up and up and up. 700 metres is what we're climbing tomorrow, which is a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
And then we get to camp, and then what happens is we have a rest for lunch, and then they want us to then go up again higher so we can get used to the altitude, climb for about 40 minutes. When we get up to 40 minutes, hang around for about an hour and see how our breathing is, an hour, hour and a half, and then 40 minutes back down again, back down to camp, just to see how we get on with the change of altitude.
The breathing thing would really freak me out, I think.
Do you know what? It's bizarre because you don't really get short of breath. You know, I mean, I'm puffed out putting on a pair of socks, as well you know. So, I mean, there are times when I'm really puffing and panting, and the guy in front of me turns around and says, "Good sir, you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm fine. I just sound off, but I'm fine." But the altitude sickness is severe headaches, dizziness, nausea. I always say that wrong. Nausea. And vomiting, and I'm like, yay, wicked. Well,
wee,
nice.
Can't wait for that. Yeah.
We're all suffering from headaches, and as a little exclusive, Kimberly and myself look like they've literally painted our faces red. We got massive sun and windburn today,
oh.
And we look ridiculous. And we burned the back of our neck as well. So it's because people keep forgetting, and we keep forgetting, we're in Africa. When the sun's out and the clouds are clear, it's boiling hot, and we're walking with a rucksack on, and then the clouds come, and it drops, it gets so cold, so then you stop, you get your rucksack out, you put your jacket on, and you start walking again, and the clouds clear, and the sun, and then the temperature rises back again. Mate, I tell you what, it's the most amazing thing, but a lot harder than we thought, very exhilarating. Scott, I'll tell you, it's an emotion roller coaster. We are up and down like you wouldn't believe, literally. They were filming all the girls earlier, and they were all starting having a cry, and then a laugh. You can't help yourself. Somebody says something about back home, and it's just because we do feel like we are thousands and thousands of miles away from home. It's just you know, it's ridiculous, but we're doing it. It's hard work. As I talk to you now, it's night time. We're 3 hours ahead, so it's obviously dark.
Yeah.
The sky is beautiful. It's fairly clear. I can see the sky and the stars, and right in front of me as I speak. In the distance, we can see the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, which is covered in glaciers. So from a distance, it just looks like it's covered in snow. And honestly, it looks like the hardest thing to climb ever.
God.
And we're going to be up there Friday night, Saturday morning. We start climbing at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, in the dark,
right,
with our head torches, get to the summit for sunrise, and then we start climbing back down again. It's amazing. If I look to the right, there's a lightning storm in the distance. Now, that might head this way, it might not. The thunder and lightning is just, it's almost like an electrical storm. It's unbelievable. Yeah. So,
are you managing to sleep at all?
Do you know what? On the first night, didn't sleep much at all, tossing and turning. Well, not tossing and turning. They put me in a blooming thermal sleeping bag. Scott, I can't breathe. It's like wrapping me in cling film. So then last night, after I spoke to you, I think I went to bed about an hour later,
yeah,
I slept like a log. But what happens is, because you're in a boiling hot sleeping bag and you wear your thermals, so you kind of, I'm thinking, do you know what? I'm going to take my thermals off. I'm going to sleep in my boxers. Hello, ladies. Little image for you.
Hello, ladies.
And I'll wrap myself up. So then you wrap yourself up, you're boiling hot, so you pop your arms out the top of the sleeping bag and you fall asleep. Then you wake up an hour later, freezing cold from the shoulders, and you pop your arms back into the sleeping bag, and you basically do the hokey cokey for about 8 hours all the way through the night. And then you wake up, and honestly, I can't wait for all of you to see the documentary. It's the most stupid thing in the world, where you pop your head out of this tent, we're all filthy, we're all dirty from climbing. And you try to brush your teeth with a bottle of water. It's like 1 degree. You're freezing cold. the toilets are. It's the most surreal thing. So it's tough, but we're having a good laugh.
The Scott Mills Daily. Bit of a different show today because we've replaced Becky, who normally works on it, with a parrot called Napoleon, who you would have heard before, who does say his name, Napoleon, and also, "I'm going to fart." And makes the noise of a telephone
quite a lot as well. He also, every time I walk into the studio, he also says hello.
Hello.
He's very polite.
Hello. Hello. So this is Napoleon. Do you know what? If I was Becky, I'd be quite worried at this moment.
Yeah, I think she should be, really.
Because you know she's at home right now thinking, oh, rubbish. I shouldn't have gone on holiday. Do you know what I mean? That pesky parrot. Now, Paul is here, the owner of Napoleon. Can we do the singing thing, please? Because that was very popular when we did it on the phone with you before.
Yeah, we could try.
Okay, let's have a go.
Napoleon is eating. Empty mouth. You ready? Ready? Come on, are you ready? Let's go for it. Ready? Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Oh, okay.
He's having his tea.
He's eating.
Yeah, he's eating at the moment. Is there any way that Napoleon could maybe go through like some of the classifieds online? Because we would quite like to do Napoleon's classifieds a bit later on. Or just even for a newspaper and just read out some of the ads in that or something.
I'm sure he'll try. Mm. You'd be willing, Napoleon?
A lot of love for Napoleon on the text.
A lot of
and
love.
The email, and like I said.
He's happy.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, if I was Becky, I would I'd be worried. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, that parrot sounds so cute. I'm just reading some of the texts. James in Norfolk says, get him to say I'm going to fart again because it makes my life.
Really?
Right on cue.
It makes my life.
Yeah, that's what he said. Napoleon has turned my day from a rubbish day to a brill day. From Carl in Derby, stuck in traffic on the way home. This is true, and what Marcus in Hampshire says, this is what I love about Radio 1, the Foo Fighters, followed by Eminem, and then a parrot. It's true. It's 5:25 on Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Right, I want to talk about this. Okay, there's this girl in Australia who split up with her boyfriend. And you know that horrible bit where, you know, you have to come round and get some of your stuff?
Yeah.
And it's horrible. This has happened with my flatmate and his girlfriend recently, that unpleasant bit where, you know, you just have to go around and go...
Did the fish go last night? Was it last night?
Yeah, they're gone.
Brilliant.
There's a big old hole where the fish used to be. Anyway, so the guy comes round to get some of his stuff, and he gives her a letter which she doesn't think much of and doesn't open until he leaves after he's got all his stuff, okay? And this is what the letter says that he gives her, okay? That she's got from it.
Is Napoleon going to read this out?
Yes, I'm going to get Napoleon to read out the letter that he gives. What's happened is Greg James wasn't around today, or Hugh Stevens, the people we normally get to read these things out. So what I've done is I've done it using the voice changer, so you will never, ever know that it's me reading this out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the letter that he gave her.
I hereby agree that I owe an amount totalling $7,389 Australian dollars for various expenses accumulated over time, specific expenses and previous repayments documented on subsequent pages. I agree to pay back at least $200 per fortnight until all debts are repaid. I agree that failure to pay this will result in this debt being forwarded to a debt collector.
This is quite serious.
What?
Yeah. So what he's done is he has kept a spreadsheet of everything that he has spent during the relationship with this girl. This is absolutely true. Now, they went out together for...
must have been a while.
Well, about 18 months, right? And now he's billing her for her part in the relationship. Do you want to know some of the things...
Over 7,000... Was that over 7,000
Australian dollars, yeah.
For an 18-month relationship?
Yeah.
What on earth...
Okay.
Yeah, go on then.
Here's some of the things that he lists.
Vet visit, flea stuff, $270.
Flea stuff and vet visits don't come cheap.
Right.
Don't
Napoleon. Laugh, Napoleon. It's not funny.
Like, okay.
Extension cables, keys, $25. Groceries, $30. Thai food, $15.
Groceries? And the Thai food, though, quite cheap.
Extension cables.
No, he's listed it all down.
New work boots, $118.37. Work supplies, $15. Groceries, $90.
That's a lot of groceries.
Did the big shop that week.
You did.
Internet bill, $25.45. Seasickness tablets, $4.
I'm sure you could do some surfing gag there, couldn't you? probably best not.
Taxi, hot chocolate, entry at antique fair, $18.
Even the trips they went on, he is now billing her for. They went to an antique fair.
Sounds a bit dull, this relationship, doesn't it, really?
Videos, $15.49.
Videos? There's even more.
Easy DVD order, $59.49.
This list goes on and on.
And flowers, $125.20.
Now, hang on a minute. So he bought her flowers and now he's expecting her to repay the money back for the flowers that he bought her?
I think so, yeah.
Cat food, $25.75. Girl guide biscuits, $30.
Just move on.
What's the
I don't know, but move
What's
on.
What's a go-go biscuit?
Speeding ticket, $150.
That's a brilliant. He's even charged you for a speeding ticket.
Is that for his speeding? That is a funny one. Is that for his speeding ticket or her speeding ticket?
I don't know. All adds up, though.
Thai food, $14.40.
There's a lot of Thai food and there groceries in this relationship.
Laptop power adapter, $47.98.
Simoleon's like...
Birthday dinner, $50.
You are kidding. He's not asking for the money back for her birthday dinner.
Yes, he is.
Valentine, IKEA TV cabinet, sand, $114.07.
Now, if you didn't hear that, that was...
Sand?
Yeah, Valentine's gift... IKEA cabinet sand. That's not very romantic, is it?
Not massively,
Here's
no.
some sand. Anyway, I think it's fair enough.
You think it's fair enough?
Well, you know what girls can be like sometimes? They can be heartless. They can be heartless creatures. Not all of them, just some of them. And I think that...
Napoleon agrees with that as well.
Don't you think, Napoleon? Yeah, you see? And...
Yeah,
you see? And I think... If they think, you know,
he'd do it. If he'd split up with a girl parrot,
he really would. I think girls, if they thought they'd get the bill at the end of the relationship, then they might think on about it.
That's very true.
Napoleon agrees with me, don't you, Napoleon? Oh, it's going so well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott. This is my friend Napoleon. It's 5:35. Napoleon has replaced Becky, who works on the show.
Worked
on the show, sorry. And this is Paula.
Hi.
Napoleon's on a hire. A lot of people can't believe that guy billed that girl, but I think it's fair enough.
Taxi, hot chocolate, entry at antique fair, $18. Valentine, IKEA TV cabinet, sand, $114.07.
The look on her face when she opens the letter, priceless.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hiya, who's that?
It is Kat.
Hi, Kat, where are you today?
I'm in Surrey.
Are you loving Napoleon?
Napoleon's awesome.
He is awesome, you're not wrong. Very pleased with him and his work. How can I help?
I have a similar story to the relationship invoice.
Right.
I dated also an Australian guy for about 2.5 years, and when things ended rather nastily, I got a very neat and tidy spreadsheet outlining just how much I cost him for 2.5 years.
And did he want the money back?
I'm not entirely sure. I didn't reply to the email.
Well, yeah, but why would he do a spreadsheet unless he wasn't expecting it back? That's weird. What kind of thing was on it?
My birthday presents, how much his phone bills had cost. Taxi ride,
was
dinner.
So from the start of the relationship, was he counting everything that was spent?
Bankers are a bit funny about money anyway, so I think he must have been keeping tabs.
He's a what, sorry?
He's a rich in finance.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
What was the most ridiculous thing on the list?
The phone bills, I think.
Phone bill.
Was the most insulting.
My favourite is... someone says, this happened to me. He was Australian too. Not as much, but he did bill me for stuff like half a McDonald's, $2.99.
Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Just a quick game of Oh, What's Occurring today, because we do have a special guest, Napoleon. Play along at home.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Chaffers, how are you feeling?
Not very confident, no. To be honest.
Napoleon, have you played Oh, What's Occurring before at all?
Was that a no?
Is that a no, I think, yeah. So, you know what happens, he knows the rules. You just have to guess what happens next. Okay, Napoleon, okay, Chappers, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's the kidding?
University Challenge.
He's trying to get favour with you as the quizmaster by wolf whistling you.
Yeah. Thank you. On University Challenge, what's so special about this bloke?
Hi, I'm Sam Kay. I'm from Frimley in Surrey, and I'm studying chemistry.
Do you know?
Is he the one that cheated or something?
Well, he's the ringer, yeah. He was at the uni at the start.
Right.
But got to the final and actually wasn't there anymore.
Right.
How did the rest of the team not notice that, do you think?
Well...
Right, OK, guys, so we're going on University Challenge. We'll all meet about 6 o'clock tonight, yeah? I don't actually finish work till 7. Coursework till 7.
Yeah, but half the time you don't even know who's on your own course, do you? Because, well, you know, people don't really turn up and go to the bar instead.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know? Although, judging by them, I don't think they really went to the bar or anything.
No, I didn't.
By looking at them.
Nah. Here's my question to you. In the University Challenge final, how many did the one who was banned get right? Napoleon. How many do you think?
What's your answer?
Okay. Was that a two or three, do you think, Paula?
Four ducks. Four quacks of a duck.
Four, okay. Napoleon says four.
I just can give you a number, can't I? I don't have to quack or anything.
No, you can just give me a number.
Thanks. I'm going to go nine.
Nine. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the University Challenge ringer, but how many did you get right?
I want you to answer this as soon as you buzz. If a tap leaks a millilitre of water every second, how many 10-litre buckets will it fill completely in a day?
Corpus Christi K.
Eight.
Eight is correct, yes. 10 points for the starter question. Horsehead, helix and coal sack.
Corpus Christi K.
Nebula.
Correct. Right, another starter question. Giving its name to an early form of capacitor, which city to the southwest of Amsterdam is home to the...
Corpus Christi K.
Leiden.
Leiden is right.
Congratulations, Napoleon!
Woo!
The answer was three.
Oh, God.
So, Napoleon gets the point.
Oh. What's the kidding?
They could have won University Challenge without him, don't you think?
It all seems a bit of a fuss about nothing, doesn't it, really?
A little bit,
but,
yeah.
You know, he only answered three questions. Blimey.
Anyway, Napoleon is now in the lead.
And he's gloating.
And he's gloating about it.
Watch yourself, otherwise I'll get the health and safety people round.
You know Deal or No Deal?
Took it to me or the parrot.
Napoleon, you know Deal or No Deal?
Yep.
Yeah. it's quite complicated, isn't it, chappers?
No,
the rules are quite... I think they're quite complicated.
Really?
Yeah. Can you explain them?
Yeah, you just decide if you want money or not.
I think it's a little bit more difficult than that.
Right, OK.
Do you think the people on Stupid Street could...
No
chance. ..explain the rules of Deal or No Deal? Well, we went out there today and we asked seven people, what are the rules on Deal or No Deal? How many people could get them right?
None.
Not one?
No.
Napoleon, what do you think?
Napoleon, what's your answer? Hey?
What do you think? How many people out of seven do you think will get it right?
Three.
Three. Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Does anyone on Stupid Street know the rules to Deal or No Deal?
You know the game show Deal or No Deal with Noel Edmonds?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you explain the rules of the game to me?
No idea.
It's...
You just open up a box. It's, oh, wait. You pick a box. And...
Just pick boxes.
You got boxes, you got people, and...
The banker rings them up.
I don't know, I guess...
Basically luck, I think. Yeah.
No, you know,
It's a stupid show. I don't like it. Just randomly pick boxes. Anyone, my 2-year-old cousin can do that.
No, I think it's all right. You've got to guess how much money's inside. And,
I don't know.
If you get near enough or something like that, you... I don't know.
Someone's, one of the bankers or something have to... I don't know. Who the hell's this banker guy? This is such a stupid show!
One of them's... All right, it's coming back to me. One of them's bad, and I think it's the red. And...
There's no red of reels, it's just love.
Right, I've got it.
I don't know.
And there's a very old man in a young man's shirt talking you through it where there's no need.
Now, can you explain the rules of the game to me?
No.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Pulled it right back there, chappers.
Yeah, take that, parrot.
Yeah. So it's one all. It's a draw today between Napoleon.
You and whose army?
Yeah. Between Napoleon and chappers on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Napoleon, the parrot, is with us today, who is in place of Becky and is doing a damn fine job, I have to say. A lot of you think the same. Also, Paula, the owner, whose birthday is today, so we've got you just a little few things.
Oh, thank you.
We've been down the garage.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, that's fab.
It's chappers. Look, we've got a party cake which says party on it, which means it must be fun.
A box of chocolate.
Nice box of chocolate.
And actually, sorry, not for you, Napoleon.
And a real bunch of flowers, not from the garage.
Wow. And thank you very much.
James, who's working on the show today, took a lot of time and effort over choosing those, so thanks, James. Very good.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. And has Napoleon said happy birthday to you tonight yet? Or?
No. Napoleon, that's not in his repertoire.
Okay, we're going to do some honesty game questions in a minute. Are you ready for this, chappers?
Surely today, though, it's really about asking Napoleon or Greg James, because you don't often get the chance to talk to either of them.
No, you really don't. So, you've not done this before, have you, Greg?
I haven't. I'm quite frightened.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's all good. Radio 1 Podcast. Today, it's the Honesty Game with Greg James, off of the early mornings, with Chappers, and with our guest presenter for the day, Napoleon.
Hello.
Yeah. So, anything you want? Are you finding this as weird as we are?
Well, I've been sitting upstairs in the office, just listening to it, and I've just come downstairs and visualise the whole thing. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it very much.
No one else doing this, is there?
No, exactly, eh? No one else. Who else has got a parrot on their drive time show, eh?
Hopefully.
Okay. 81199. Anything you want to ask? Ella?
Hello.
It's Scott, you're right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Where are you?
I'm in Winchester doing coursework.
Rubbish.
I know.
For what?
I'm doing art coursework at the moment.
Okay. What's your question on the honesty game?
My question was, on your show, who has been your favourite guest?
Who's your favourite one that we've had on?
I don't know. I'm quite a new listener, so I haven't heard many, but I've really enjoyed Napoleon.
Oh, okay. So Napoleon's your favourite as a new listener?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you saying, Chappers?
I would say, no offence to Napoleon, but he doesn't feel like a guest. He feels like part of the family.
Mm.
So I would say Mr. T, number one, Alicia, number two, and Katy Perry, number three.
I think Katy Perry might be my favourite, but then I remember the first time Mariah Carey came in, I really enjoyed that because she was fun, and I didn't expect her to be fun. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, but not. She wasn't as much fun as Mr. T, who is easily the best. Easily the best, and I still have images of Alicia's legs from the Brits. So.
Well, that's just because that's...
No, it isn't.
No, that you're not thinking about the radio, you're thinking about... Well, you're not.
Why, are you saying she was rubbish on the radio?
No, I'm just saying that you're thinking...
She was really good looking at the Brits, wasn't she?
Oh, she was nice.
Yeah, but this is radio. We're on a radio station.
She was
station.
Great on the radio. She's just fantastic. She's an all-rounder. She's fantastic. So all-rounder. Mr. T.
She's an all-rounder, isn't she?
Mr. T. That,
what about that, Alicia? All-rounder.
Yeah. I didn't do it as a... Why are you making me a Cockney? I didn't do it as a Cockney.
All-rounder.
Yeah. Mr. T, then Alicia, then Katy Perry. Mariah Carey, nowhere to be
Greg,
seen.
Who's been your favourite guest on our show?
Well, as a long-time listener to the Scott Mills show, I would say that probably Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Or maybe Pamela Anderson for sheer awkwardness.
That was awful.
It was a difficult one, wasn't it? It did go on a bit.
Do you remember what she did at the end? Right, read this, bye.
Oh, yeah, she threw a note at me, didn't she, to read, yeah.
She'd forgotten to... promote when her TV show was on.
Oh, right.
So she was like, I've got to go, I'll read this, bye, and just
well,
that
everyone,
in his face.
Everyone upstairs in the office was waiting for her to walk through the office, but they quickly hurried her through, because everyone was trying to catch a glimpse, basically.
Yeah.
And they took her out the fire exit, out the back door.
Yeah. Becky?
Hi.
What's your question, then?
Have you ever thrown anything out of a window?
Thrown anything out of a window? Have you?
I threw a cake out of a window when I was little.
Well, okay, because you were young?
Yeah, I was about seven.
But you haven't done anything since you were seven?
I threw my friend's pencil case out the window at school, which
is
kind of embarrassing.
Oh, okay. I can say yes to this. I'll answer this first. When I was in my old flat, do you remember, we've talked about this before. I threw a girl that was staying with my flatmate for the evening. I threw her knickers up. I didn't throw her out the window. I threw her knickers out the window.
Why did you have your a girl that was staying with your flatmate's knickers?
Because here's the thing. I think that if you're staying with somebody, you shouldn't leave your knickers willy-nilly in the lounge, which she had done. So I seeing as it was my house at the time, I just thought, yeah, Napoleon agrees.
He does agree, yeah.
I thought to myself, no, that's not right. So I just chucked them out. They're annoying me. Don't leave them in the lounge. Take them in the bedroom with you.
Right.
Greg.
Okay.
When, I don't know, when I was little, or smaller, I made a fake person. Because I was quite bored at home.
Really?
And
bored.
I threw it out the window at people.
Okay.
I just get them old clothes and you stuff their legs with pillows and stuff. And you make it just to scare people walking past. You never done that before?
No.
I'm sure some people have done that before.
Did you have to make yourself a friend?
Nothing weird about that. Yeah, it was called Barry. No, but you just make a little person. You put sort of. You stuff his clothes and then you open the window and you throw it at people as they walk past.
And does that scare people? Or?
Yeah, because they think it's a human.
Okay, good. Chappers.
I've never thrown anything out of a window, but do you not remember there's a legendary story of somebody in Newsbeat before I joined?
I've heard this as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, who in a flash of temper threw a typewriter out of the window, which is
really
obviously
dangerous.
Going back a few years.
Wasn't it a closed window, though?
Yeah, it was a closed window. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
It was.
Is that true? I don't know, because none of us were here at the time, but...
It's one of those Radio 1 stories
I don't know.
I kind of want it to be true, even though that's very dangerous and don't... Not that there's any typewriters around anymore, so it's fine, you can't. Napoleon, what about you? Have you ever thrown anything out the window?
Napoleon, what about you? No.
Has he ever accidentally himself gone out of a window?
No.
Okay. All right.
Would you throw him out the window if he went at you?
No, I couldn't pick him up or anything. God,
but if he went at you, though, he was on your neck.
If he went at me?
Yeah, if he was on your neck, you'd chuck him out the window.
Oh, no, just...
Okay, Adam?
Hi, are you all right?
Yeah, where are you tonight?
I'm in Leeds at the minute.
Okay, who's your question for?
It's for Napoleon.
Okay, what's the question, please?
If you had to kiss any member of the Scott Mills team, who would it be and why?
Good question, that. So, it's Napoleon... which member of the team, if you had to kiss any, would it be, and why?
What, Napoleon? Himself. Napoleon?
I think you said Chappers.
I thought you said Scott.
No, is it like, Chappers?
No.
No, it was Chappers.
Chappers!
Hey, Napoleon.
So you just go... It's definitely Scott. That could actually be arranged. You could give him a kiss.
Oh,
definitely Chappers. It's a grumpy noise.
Let's say each of our names and see how he reacts. Okay, Chappers...
Nothing. Scott.
Greg. Becky.
The one that doesn't speak.
Oh, yeah!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
All right, Scott, with our new friend Napoleon, the parrot, Napoleon, yeah, and Chappers. No Becky today because she's been replaced. And this is even better news. Paula, Napoleon's owner, has just given me a present, which I feel a bit embarrassed about, but thank you very much. Would you like to say what it is, Chappers?
It's a donkey.
I've been given a donkey.
This is really... This is
the next step up, no offence, Napoleon.
This is very, very cute. We've given Paula a cheap box of chocolates with 25% extra free on.
And some flowers from the garage.
And some garage flowers. And she's bought us a donkey.
Would he be interested, because it's hard for me sometimes to get to the Devon area, would he be interested in moving up to the Big Smoke?
He does do outreach visits. So he will go into sort of... You know, homes inside, walk through the corridors and say hello to residents.
So the thing is, I've got some space now in my lounge because there was some tropical fish there. But my flatmate split up with his girlfriend and they went last night. The fish are gone. So there is a bit of space for Wayne, if you'd be interested. Pass that on and see what he says.
Yeah, I mean, he likes hay, so long as you can give him some hay and some grooming and love and
you can
he'll be happy.
You can find some hay, can't you? And I'm sure you'll be able to give him some grooming and some love.
I'm sure I will. Thanks.
Are we able to ride him?
If you're under 7 stone.
No, then. Radio 1 podcast.
podcast.
So not only have I acquired a parrot for today's show, but now I have a donkey, which I have adopted via Paula, the owner of Napoleon the Parrot. Thanks very much for that once again. Do you think Becky's going to mind this? I mean, it's one thing having a parrot that you're replaced by, like the donkey.
I think she might be slightly offended if we replaced her with a donkey.
Good news, though. Fordy's been on his tractor in South Wales saying, if I sell you some hay, Scott, it's top quality, mate. Oh, thanks very much. And Stephen's been on.
Am I going to insult him now by saying, isn't all hay really the same?
Oh, don't say that, all the hay fans will be on. And say, no, you can get different types of hay. Oh. Stephen's been on as well, saying he lives near the donkey sanctuary where Wayne lives, and he will quite happily put him in the back of his car and bring Wayne up to that London so he can do the show with us. Okay. Scott, Chappers and Wayne on Radio 1.
Don't do that now.
No, not now.
No, we need to have a think about it. I don't want Wayne being kidnapped.
Is Wayne your worst nightmare? A donkey in the actual studio with you?
No, a dog in the studio is my worst nightmare.
Wayne, what are your thoughts on donkeys?
All right, I think.
Bearing in mind, Wayne might be listening right now.
They're quite docile, aren't they, donkeys? They won't... No? Oh, right.
They're very stubborn.
Are they?
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Thank you, Paula, for bringing Napoleon the Parrot in today. Can we just run through, if people have just tuned in or they haven't heard some of Napoleon's repertoire, the things that he might do for us?
Napoleon? Napoleon? I'm going to fart. Come on. Silly bird.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fart was on a lot earlier, but he seems to have calmed that right down now.
Oh. Do a slow duck.
Just a duck noise.
I'm
going
to fart. That was his favourite. Napoleon, I'm going to fart.
Yay! Amazing!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.